WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The most enduring of all rock and roll Christmas records is the Phil Spector Christmas album, which was released in 1963 and was reissued last year on Rhino Records. The album features the girl group Spector produced singing Christmas songs. That's the Ronettes. Alan Betrock wrote a book on the girl groups. He described the Ronettes as the pinnacle of the girl group era, and he described their 1963 hit Be My Baby as the perfect pop record. Ronnie Spector was the lead singer of the Ronettes. She married her producer Phil Spector a few years after Be My Baby was released. At his insistence, she retired from the music business. After they divorced in the early 70s, Ronnie started to perform and record again. Her latest album featured new songs, but the record she's still best known for is this. First hear this song, did the songwriter sing it for you before you performed it the first time?
Well, the first time I heard it, you know, Phil and those were, and Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry, we met in a little studio, and they started writing around me, and I guess I was 16 years old and very shy, and I liked Phil at the time, and he liked me. I think they wrote it all around that, you know, our little love affair at the beginning. I think it was all a part of that.
Do you remember the recording session?
Like it was yesterday.
What was it like?
It was incredible, because there I was in California recording, and I'd never left New York. I'd never been out of New York in my whole life. And there I am on a plane going to California by myself without the other two Ronettes, just to do the lead part. And I loved it. I love it till today. I still love it. I mean, it's just a record that I remember that day being in the studio. I remember what color dress I was wearing. I remember everything.
One of the things you do on this record is your famous, I can't even imitate this, but your famous what-uh-oh.
Yes.
How did you come up with that? Was that something you just started singing?
No, it was like Frankie Lyman used to sing, "Why do birds sing so gay? And love is away with break of day. Why do they fall in love?" And so I sort of got it from him, and it was like my own little ho-ho's came out. And I think it's just something that I started, and it stuck.
You formed the Ronettes with two of your cousins when you were all teenagers.
No, a sister and a cousin.
A sister and a cousin, okay. And how did you learn to sing harmonies?
Actually, it was like a bunch of cousins. I had so many first cousins. It was like three other girls besides the two Ronettes, and it was a boy cousin singing lead, and it just sort of narrowed down to one. And I remember the three of us being on the rooftop, like learning routines, because we never had a choreographer or anything. We sort of did what the street dances and stuff, and we just made it three. It was a family, and we had a sort of strict upbringing. So we couldn't go out, and we could look out in the street and watch other girls walk and everything, but we couldn't go out. So we stayed in the house, and that's how we all just started singing.
You broke into the music business by being a dancer at the Peppermint Lounge, being a dancer on the Murray the K Show,
right.
Singing backup vocals. Did you do things in those early days to help get yourself noticed? Did you either, like, dress in such a way as to call attention to yourself? Okay, what'd you do?
Oh. First of all, we tried to. You have to have a gimmick in this business, we figured. And so we wore our hair extra high, you know, the beehives in the 60s. And we wore eyeliner, you know, like Chinese eyes almost. And we wore slits up the side of our dresses because we sang and danced. We had a lot of aunts. My mother has like 6 sisters, and so that's 7 of them dressing us, and they told us to put a cigarette in our mouth, and we stood outside the Peppermint Lounge dressed just alike. And I was so glad, because at 14 I was smoking. They just didn't know it. And it was great because we stood online and we had to look older, so we had to exaggerate everything because all of us were underage.
Now, you know, it always made me think that you were really tough, really streetwise.
No.
Where, you know?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, when we heard about people being junkies or dope addicts, I would ask my mother, "Where? Let me see one." Because the way my family would talk about them, it was like it was a disease. Because I was very young and I didn't know. So I wasn't a tough streetwise kid at all. But we just did all the dances, and I loved it. From the time I was 3 years old, when my whole family applauded me, I remember the song was "Jambalaya Cove, Spine of Gilly Gumbo." Cause tonight I'm gonna meet my Shadow Mio. Pick a spot filled with Guy and Miguel. Son of a gun, we're having fun on the bayou. And I think that's when I got my ho 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 ho. And then my family just started applauding me, and I was like 3 years old. And I said, that's what I wanna be the rest of my life. I wanna perform.
You gave up rock and roll for a while when you married Phil Spector.
That's not the right way to put it. I didn't give it up. As a matter of fact, I didn't know when I got married that I would never sing again. I thought, as a matter of fact, I would be recording a little bit more and maybe touring a little less.
So it was kind of against your will that you
said. Yeah, it was something I didn't expect.
Well, during that period, did you sing a lot in the house just to keep your voice in shape?
No, because there was no rock and roll allowed in my house then. It was only classical music played throughout the whole house, and how can I sing the classical music, you know, rock and roll? And I just didn't sing. I just, at night I would go to sleep, I remember, and just turn over and just think about being on stage and singing. Occasionally when I was in the bathroom or in the bathtub, I'd sing songs and stuff, but never too loud because he'd get angry.
Yeah, there was no rock and roll because your husband of the time, Phil Spector, didn't want it in the house. When you left that marriage and you left mm-hmm. him and you tried to re-enter the music business again, had you lost your bearings for a while? Was it hard for you to find your place? You'd been out of the scene for a while, mm-hmm. and you hadn't even been listening to the music for a while.
Right. No, but I never lost my bearings. It's like, I guess it's like riding a bicycle. Once you learn, once you fall off, you get right back on. And that's how I was with my singing. Of course, it was much tougher. I remember I came back in 74, and I went to Buddha Records, and they auditioned me. They loved me. And a few weeks later, Phil sent them a letter saying that I was still his wife, because it took me 2 years to get a divorce. And immediately they let me go. So I had a lot against me because of Phil. You know, people just said, well, we don't want to be bothered with him because he was known for suing people and, you know, making scenes and keeping people in court. And that's basically why I didn't get started as fast as I wanted to, you know.
You recently remarried, and I believe your husband is also your manager.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you were ever afraid to get involved with a professional relationship that was also an intimate relationship because of how you had been hurt the first time.
Well,
by combining the two. Like,
I tell you, I wouldn't have gotten married to this gentleman if I hadn't known. I made sure, because of my first marriage, I made sure. Because he was managing other people in Broadway shows and stuff. So he knew that I loved it, and I knew he loved what he was doing. And I knew that he loved me being on stage. He loved it because I loved it. And I don't think I would have ever gotten married to a man that didn't like my career or didn't have anything to do with it or just didn't want me on stage.
To my knowledge, you're the only one of the Ronettes that is still singing. What are your sister and cousin doing now?
They're both married to the same guys for like 19, 20 years, and they have kids. See, when we were younger as the Ronettes, I always loved it, and they liked it. We were having fun, you know, making all this money, young and having fun, and they liked it a lot until they met the men they were going to marry. And I loved it. See, there's a difference. They liked it, and I loved it.
Singer Ronnie Spector. Her latest album, Unfinished Business, was released last year, and Phil Spector's A Christmas Gift for You has been reissued on Rhino Records. This is Fresh Air.